Owatonna High School homecoming, Lincoln Maher, one of the candidates at OHS. And Lincoln, what is your reaction to being one of the candidates for homecoming?
Yeah, it's definitely just, it's cool to get voted in by my peers and my high school classmates. It's an honor, and it's always fun to see when you're younger who's in top 12, and then just when you get to your senior year and you're part of that, it's just kind of cool.
The events that are going on this week, what do you think looks neat to do, and what are you happy about that the homecoming committee was able to put together for a modified homecoming?
Oh, yeah, well, tonight, Monday night, is a volleyball tournament, and I'm a part of that with some of my senior friends.
Nice.
There is a drive-in movie night Tuesday night, which is fun, exciting, hoping to do that, get there, watch a movie with some friends. Friday night is the... Wednesday night's the coronation, so top 12, top 5's getting all dressed up and doing the coronation for king and queen, which is always exciting and super fun to be a part of. And Friday is the soccer game where kind of like the homecoming game where we get to go and have fun and top 12's recognized. And then we have the 5 to 7 that day is the reverse parade type thing where all the activities and sports of the fall, they decorated downtown buildings, and it's good to see, and you can drive through there and see everything that Owatonna is doing.
In the past, when they would do the homecoming court at the football game, you guys, or the homecoming court, would put together a little dance or something. Is there something that's being planned for Wednesday?
I'm not sure what that's going to be. I don't think we haven't done anything, any dances or anything. We haven't practiced that. But Wednesday, I think, is just limited seating. It's for just parents and family that we get to invite, and it's just the coronation. So it's going to be a little different. It's not during a school assembly, and it's what they can do for us, and we're just happy that they can put something together for us and give us some sort of a homecoming experience.
Lincoln, what is your list of activities that you do, clubs, sports, fine arts at the high school?
So I'm in tennis and basketball. I am in shock. I play an instrument. I'm in band. And I'm part of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay. As far as plans for you after high school, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so I plan on going to college. I'm not sure where yet. I will be playing tennis in college for my college, not sure where. Again, plan to major in criminal justice and political science, and after college I plan to go to law school.
Wow. Is there a certain inspiration to go a route like that?
No, not really, just my parents tell me and my sister to shoot for the stars, and if you want to do it, go and get it, and so they've always installed that in us, and so just the big dreams like that is just something they've told us to always try for.
Okay. And you play an instrument sometimes at national anthems at the high school, don't you?
Yeah, I've done, I played the national anthem for girls volleyball a number of times. They asked me to do that, and so always happy to oblige.
Okay, well, that's always fun. Remind me what instrument you use when you play that?
Saxophone.
Okay, all right. Well, that's always fun, and darn it, we're not seeing you at any volleyball matches this time around, of course,
no.
Because of the way things are. As we're talking, they haven't even started playing matches, of course, but an unfortunate thing not to have. But Lincoln, sounds like some great things are going on, certainly for homecoming, and very cool things down the road for you. Congratulations on being part of the group.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lincoln Maher.